Hello, I'm James Kamarasamy. Thank you for downloading the BBC's World Tonight podcast for Wednesday the 10th of June. Now, the World Cup kicks off tomorrow. One of the co-hosts, Mexico, will take on South Africa in the opening match. Mexico will become the first country to host football's biggest tournament for a third time after 1970 and 1986, when the gloves of Gordon Banks and the hand of Maradona respectively provided some of the most memorable moments for England fans. Now, it turns out a corner of the British Isles, Cornwall, actually played an important role in the birth of football in Mexico. That's thanks to Cornish miners who brought with them the beautiful game and a tasty local delicacy whose Mexican version was sampled by Paul Hollywood when he visited the country.
I was repeatedly and endlessly impressed. There wasn't a bad pasty in there. An amazing range of flavours, spicy beans, salmon, shredded chicken, and not a soggy bottom in sight. Salud, Mineral del Monte.
Well, I've been hearing more about this little-known link from Dr. Sharon Schwartz, Cornish historian who has studied the long history of Cornish mine workers in Mexico.
It began in 1824 when a group of eight Cornishmen arrived in Real del Monte as employees of the London capitalised Real del Monte Mining Company. The story has obviously lasted 200 years, and it's, you know, remarkable that 2 years ago we celebrated the arrival of those first Cornishmen.
How did they get there? How come?
Mexico had just gone through the Wars of Independence from Spain, and its mining industry lay in ruins. Silver had been Mexico's main source of income, so the newly independent Mexico wanted to recover the fortunes of its mining industry, and it looked to Britain, which was of course then going through the Industrial Revolution, the workshop of the world, to provide not only the industrial know-how, but also the capital to finance the renaissance of its mining sector.
So how did the mining know-how translate into footballing know-how?
Well, the Cornish didn't just come with the high-pressure steam engines. They also bought their culture. They also bought pasties. Now, everybody knows about the Cornish pasty, but obviously that was taken there as well, along with other cultural things.
It's called a pasty there, isn't it?
Pasty.
Pasty, good. I'm glad I've got my pronunciation right. Is it the same, the local pasty?
The pasty típico would have all of the ingredients that you would find in a traditional Cornish pasty, but without the turnip, or as you English would say, swede. We Cornish call it turnip. But they have little tiny pieces of green chilies inside to sort of spice them up a bit to more suit the Mexican palate.
Tell me about how we know that it was the Cornish who introduced football to Mexico.
The first references come in the very late 1880s. In 1889, there was a football game played in Pachuca between miners from La Joya mine in Real del Monte and the Rosario mine in Pachuca. Now, we only know about this football game because it descended into a brawl, and 14 men were actually hauled before the court in Pachuca for a public affray.
So, oh, not just red cards, but actually in court.
Actual, it resorted to physicality when a penalty was awarded to Pachuca through the Pachuca team, the Rosario miners team, and the Real del Monte players took exception to that.
So were there Cornish players involved?
Yes. Yes, one of the men involved was called Bennett's, and that's a Cornish name. We know that the football was being played in Pachuca as a team before 1892, so the little games that had been played amongst miners from various mines had translated into a football team. You know, the rivalries very much echo those at home in Cornwall between Camborne and Redruth, for example. So it just greatly amused me to see this kind of thing going on over in Mexico. When you think that in the mid-1860s, one quarter of all of the British subjects residing in the state of Mexico were resident in what we call Mexico's Little Cornwall. The Cornish community that's still there is very keen, you know, to make that story, that narrative come about. And of course, football is an ideal opportunity to tell that story, the story of the Cornish in Mexico.
Mexico, of course, is hosting the World Cup for the third time, the first country to do that, isn't
yes.
it? And to what extent can Cornwall claim a piece of that, do you think?
Every time I see the Mexican wave ripple around a stadium, I think of the Cousin Jacks and Jennies that took football and helped to popularise the sport in Mexico in the late 19th century. And it's not just the men. The Cornish women were really keen on following the sports team. They donned the sports colours, which were dark blue and light blue, the colours of Oxford and Cambridge, and they attended the matches and cheered on their local team. So, you know, it was very much a family thing. So, yes, when I see the Mexican wave, I think of Cornwall.
Is there a Cornish wave?
Well, there might be. If Cornwall ever gets into the top flight of football, if we're ever allowed to field a national team, we might find a Cornish wave.
Sharon Schwartz there.